with What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. One swing group to watch on election night, white men with college degrees.
America is so polarized, and so many voting groups out there lean heavily toward one party or the other. Here's a group, white men with college degrees, who really are a swing group, and it's something that's new. They used to be reliably Republican. Now they're in the political middle, and where they land, politically speaking, could have a lot to say about who wins on Tuesday night.
Wall Street Journal reporter Aaron Zittner has the details. But first, here are some top stories. Oil prices rose early Monday as new U.S. sanctions on Iran take effect. Exports of Iranian crude have been falling ahead of the sanctions deadline, with buyers of Iran's oil reducing their purchases. Sanctions are renewing supply concerns. The U.S. has granted waivers to 8 governments, exempting them from the sanctions, including China, India, Italy, Greece, Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, and Turkey. The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected requests from the telecom industry to reject a lower court ruling upholding net neutrality rules under former President Barack Obama. But the Trump administration has already rolled back those regulations, which means the ruling doesn't have any immediate impact. Telecom giants, including AT&T and others, had argued that having the lower court's ruling on the books set an adverse legal precedent. SoftBank, which operates the world's largest technology fund, is keeping its partnership with Saudi Arabia. Several investors are rethinking their partnerships with the country following the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. SoftBank said Khashoggi's death was a tragedy that shouldn't have happened, but that it had a responsibility to maintain its partnership with Saudi Arabia. Verizon is breaking up its wireless unit as part of a broader reorganization. Verizon's new CEO, Hans Vestberg, is reorganizing the company's biggest unit by the types of customers it serves. Under Vestberg, who became chief executive on August 1st, Verizon has been reorganizing to cut costs and focus on building a faster 5G network. Still to come, why white men with college degrees are a swing group to watch in the midterms. There are several tight House races heading into the midterms on Tuesday, and one of the groups of swing voters that could make a big difference is white men with college degrees, whose party affiliation has been shifting. Joining us now from Washington with more details is Wall Street Journal reporter Aaron Zittner. Aaron, tell us a little bit more about why this group in particular is one to watch in this election.
Well, we've been looking at different subsets of the electorate all through the year. And when you look at certain voter groups, sometimes you can learn something big about America, not just about this election, but about the sweep of the last few decades. And these white men with college degrees have gone on a pretty big political journey. They have traveled in their political allegiances significantly. If you go back into the 1990s, among all the different white voter groups, white men, white women, college educated, not college, white men who had college degrees were the most reliable Republican voters, and by a lot. Now, they've become a swing group. They've moved enough toward the Democratic Party that they're essentially open to either party. They'd lean a little bit Democratic right now, but they're essentially a swing group. And to have a change like that means a lot for the two parties. For Republicans to have a pillar as strong as this voter group no longer be there reliably for them means you have to think about the electorate quite differently and how to build a winning coalition if you're a Republican candidate. And it tells us a lot about America, because what's happened is the electorate has increasingly been divided along the lines of education. And women with college degrees have swung very Democratic. But when you look at these men, you see a shift too based on education. And now Americans with college degrees align much more with the Democratic Party than they did before, and those without college degrees align with the Republican Party more than before.
Aaron, what are experts saying about how this might play out in those tight races on Tuesday?
Well, so much of this year's battleground when it comes to the battle for control of the House is in the suburbs, the communities outside New York City, outside LA, outside Denver, outside Washington, outside San Diego. And that's where you have a lot of people with college degrees, and white men with college degrees are quite, you know, numerous in these places. They account for almost 1 in 5 voters. And because they're a swing group, we're all wondering where they're going to land. And where they land on the whole in their candidate choices could provide the winning margin for many candidates on Tuesday.
Are we seeing changes of this magnitude emerging in any other swing voter groups?
Yes, we're seeing a lot of changes in the electorate based on gender and also based on education. And the reason that we're focusing on these white college-educated men now is because their journey has made them change from a reliably Republican group to a swing group. And there aren't that many big swing groups in the electorate anymore. This country is so polarized that many other voting blocks are aligned heavily with one party or the other. So this same phenomenon we've talked about education splintering the electorate along partisan lines, that has meant that white men, for instance, who don't have a college degree, lean hugely toward the Republican Party. About 66% of white men without college degrees want to see a Republican-controlled Congress. It's very hard for the Democratic Party to reach those voters. The analog is professional class women, white women who do have college degrees. They favor a Democratic Congress. About 60% of them want a Democratic Congress. That makes that group very hard to reach for the Republican Party. Both of those two groups are not swing groups. They're very highly partisan groups. But the journey of these men has moved them into the rare position of being a swing group in the electorate.
Why has education had this much of an effect on this particular group, white men with college degrees? Why is it so much a factor in their shifting political affiliation?
Well, the whole white electorate, which is still almost 75% of all voters, really has realigned around educational attainment. Those with college degrees have shifted to the Democratic Party, men and women. Those without college degrees have shifted more firmly to the Republican Party. We think there are two main reasons for this. One is the experience that both groups had during the recession. Those without college degrees just were hurt more and recovered more slowly than those with college degrees, and that gave them a more skeptical view of President Obama and his leadership at the time, which seems to be amplified under President Trump, who went out of his way to reach out to what he called the forgotten men and women. And he spoke to the pain that many people felt from the recession. The second is a set of cultural issues: gun control, health care, Obamacare and single-payer health care, gay rights. The two parties have clear dividing lines on those issues, and we're just seeing people based on their education. When you ask someone their level of education, you can do a pretty good job of predicting where they're going to stand on their view of what government should be doing and not doing, and where they stand on immigration, gun control, and issues like that.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Aaron Zitner joining us from Washington. Thank you so much, Aaron.
Thanks for having me.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.